Highwaymen Given Limit of the Law. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 5th of November, 1913, page 5, column 3. Judge Ben H. Hill tries one dozen cases second day of sitting. The second day's session of the criminal branch of the Superior Court, with Judge Ben Hill on the bench, saw the completion of a dozen cases before adjournment Tuesday. Judge Hill, whose leniency was noted on Monday towards prisoners at the bar, reversed his attitude on Tuesday, and in two instances inflicted the full penalty of the law where highwaymen were brought before him. I do not believe in any plea that a man could make excusing his acts when he is caught red-handed, so to speak, robbing a citizen of this community. We must take active steps at once to put an end to these numerous holdups that are occurring every day in this county. I believe the most effective way of ending it is to make examples of the guilty men brought before me, and I shall give the limit to men convicted of the highway robbery charge in this court. Bearing out his assertion, Judge Hill then sentenced Sam Reed and Oscar Wright, two Negroes, to 20 years each in the penitentiary. The Negroes were found guilty of robbing and assaulting attorney Frank Hooper in Piedmont Avenue on June 2nd. Mr. Hooper, on the witness stand, told a dramatic story of the attack, declaring that the Negroes beat him down with brass knucks and tore his watch from its chain, leaving him all but unconscious on the ground. Page 5, Column 3, Court of Appeals of Georgia, argued and submitted. H.M. Atkinson et al., receivers, V. Caroline Yarbrough from Ben Hill, John Johnson v. Georgia Fertilizer and Oil Company from Appling, L.B. Smith v. Hilton and Dodge Lumber Company from Lawrence, W.D. Joyner Administrator v. Carisbad Manufacturing Company from Berrien, W.D. Joyner, Administrator v. Wilbur and Son from Berrien, W.D. Joyner, Administrator v. Doherty Ward Little Company from Berrien, B.F. Barton v. J.F. Thompson from Ben Hill, A.L. Clark v. Georgia Fertilizer Works from Lorenz, H.H. Smith v. R.A. Watson from Lawrence, Beverly Ambrose v. R.M. Barber from Appling, City of Bainbridge v. G.O. Smith from Decatur, A.B. Robertson v. E.A. Martin from Pierce, J.B. Heckott v. W.D. White from Macogee, J.W. Scarborough v. John Yarbrough from Ben Hill, Bank of Blakely v. W.A. Buchanan from Early, Western Union Telegraph Company v. B.D. Watson and vice versa from Green, P.J. Johnson et al. V. Knights of Pythias, etc. from Chatham, Rome Railway and Light Company v. Mrs. W.S. Lansdell from Floyd, George Dean v. John Dean Administrator from Decatur, P.G. Ware for use, etc., v. J.D. Chasen from Decatur, Mrs. C.A. Rowell v. Southern Railway Company from Bleckley, Kirby Planning Mill Company v. Theodore Titus from Thomas, Gus Eberhardt v. Federal Insurance Company from Chatham,